Pat, 4ZLK Mobile.
Do that again. 97 degrees down here in Taylor's. We are just leaving Raleigh World. We've been at doctor's appointments from 9:30 this morning until now, Shane. And the only two places we stopped was Aldi's across the street and Walmart's. I'm sick of it.
Good afternoon, Miss Bernice. I'm sure you are, Tom. Goodness gracious. I hope everything was as expected or better.
But I know we don't have any red flags yet. They looked awful closely at one of my carotid arteries today and even called in another echocardiogram lady to oversee it. So I don't know there what they was looking at. The lady said it was a newer system to her, and she didn't know the packets, whatever that is, as well as this lady. But she had been doing it 20 years, so she knew what she was doing. Anyways, I'm just tired of going to doctor's appointments. It's tiring, I'll tell you. Yesterday, I had to put in a GFCI in the carport. And I think I told you, but or I told someone. I couldn't remember where,
Patrick.
I couldn't remember what those load wires went to, and then I got to thinking it was a security light. Anyway, I finally got my head out of my rear end and got it done, but I'm all stoved up from bending over. I just can't bend over very much anymore, Shane.
You know, if you don't know which wire is which, you can always lick your fingers and grab a hold of them one by one and see what happens.
I'll use a tester, thank you. No, I figured it out. It was just funny the way the wires were routed. And it's about as simple as falling off a log. I was ashamed of myself. But, anyways, them things give me a lot of problems in the past. I don't like them, and I'd rather just use a nice spec-grade heavy-duty receptacle. And that takes care of it. And if it's around a swimming pool or something like that, and they make you use them in the bathrooms and stuff now, I can understand that. But outside in the carport, no. But at any rate, I try to keep within code. How's your day been?
Well, that pesky code. They're even putting, you've probably seen this, they're putting GFI breakers now in panels. Like Connor and Gabrielle's house, they don't have GFI outlets on the wall. They're actually the breaker itself, which is interesting. But anyway, my day's been going good. Two more trailers to pick up. And there's a K9 MUM just drove by me. I haven't seen that call before. K9 Mum. I like that. Anyway. It's going good.
Ham radio operator parked next to me down at Greenville Memorial the other day when we come out, so I didn't get to meet him, but they've got a new South Carolina ham radio tags. This ones they've been given over the years are shameful. They're not very attractive. Woo! There went a Taylor's Fire and Rescue, and here comes another fire truck coming up behind me.
It's burning.
Oh, that's something I'm nasty. Let me turn that radio down. Boy, some old boy's got a big, beautiful inboard, outboard next to me here. They passed a law yesterday, or within the last couple of days, hands off driving. Did they exempt the ham radio operators? All the other states have so far as I know.
Start September 1st, but they're only going to give warning tickets until February, you know, because they don't have anything else to do, but they can just leave the speeders alone and the other distracted drivers. But anyway, that's another topic. But yeah, any kind of ham radio, CB, any radio that's attached to the vehicle itself. So I don't know I guess the HT, if you're a ham radio operator, should be okay. But, you know, business radios, that kind of thing.
The HTs would not be legal by the way you described it. But, I ain't got nothing to worry about, and it wasn't going to stop me anyways, but, oh well. I just was curious about that, because I know they just had passed that. Well, it's clouding up towards our place, and I've yet to go out and gather the eggs today. We did see Patrick the other day. Really enjoyed that, and his son-in-law, and his son and his daughter-in-law, and that was really fun.
Stopped by yesterday. I knew he came down to pick up his vehicle. He had some work done on it. Came down to Greer, and I thought, I'll bet he's going to swing by and get my cookies. Do you know if he did that or not?
Well, I don't think Bernice gave him any cookies this time because we were getting short on them, and she makes about, what, 50 at a time, Mom? We're on the last box. I'm just putting them in the freezer. But we did send him home with four dozen eggs.
Sure, it was nice to see him. I saw him Saturday at the Ham Fest, but we were eating lunch pretty regularly, at least once a week there for a while. But since he had his knee surgery, I haven't really seen him.
Well, that never happened, and that's great. I'm glad to hear it. And he doesn't know quite what he wants to do yet, but he's taking his time, and I don't think he has to worry about getting a job at all.
He's pretty marketable, so that's good for him. But anyway, it's good to hear you. I hadn't heard you most of the week, seems like. I know you were busy today, but probably staying in from the heat.
K4WCL, good afternoon.
Well, a while ago, WCL, I was stretching for names. I'm so tired and been up since early morning, and I'm retired, and I'll take a guess, Mike.
Hello, Tom. No, it's John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. So hello, Tom, and hello, Shane. And we're still in Pickens, still running errands. Got in late, or got down to Pickens late. So anyway, not much going on. Just thought I'd say hello. And Shane, I wish I'd known about that that Ham Fest. I may have rode over there with you and your son-in-law. But anyway, maybe Shelby. Probably not this year, though. Anyway, go ahead there, Shane. K4WCL.
John, and hello to Lori if she's in there. Tell her hello. She's at the store. Yeah, it was kind of a last-minute thing. Beth was at the beach, and I came home, stopped at Connor and Gabrielle's to pick up Blossom. I left her there for the day since I wasn't home all day. That's the dog. And I said, yeah, I'm thinking might drive up in the morning. I don't know. I'll see how I feel. Well, Connor texted me probably at 10:30 that night. If you're going, can I see you? We may get the day out of it. But I I've invited you to leave, but you can't do that. So I thought maybe leaving for a Ham Fest real early would really be off your schedule. I'll let you comment on that after Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, John. I just forgot. I thought there was another WCL on here, but I'm not sure. But T6 is a mic. Anyways, yeah, it sounded like Connor thoroughly enjoyed that, Shane. I heard you guys talking. I just might comment, Shane, you're getting pretty scratchy, but go ahead, John. This is N0TR.
NTR from K4WCL. Yeah, Shane, you were a little scratchy. You could pretty much fill in the blanks there. So, all right, well, you know, that's not terribly far to go to a Ham Fest. It's a Ham Fest I've never been to. I am familiar with the West Cars guys because our club, back in Georgia is a West Cars VE. So we send all of our stuff to those guys. So anyway, I haven't been to a ham fest in forever. I can't go to a ham fest anymore though, because I might buy something. And yeah, Miss Lori get mad if I buy something. Not really. Anyways, I'm gonna make this my not final, but final for now. I got two more stops to make here in Pickens, so I'll let y'all take it. And Shane, I hope you're on the way home and not in thunderstorms. Looking to the north, there's a pretty good storm. Probably somewhere between your house and my house. It looks like it's east of my house, but it could very well be right over your head. So I'll catch you gents here 10, 15 minutes or so. K4WCL.
Good to hear you. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm pulling back on the yard. Got to drop this trailer, and I'm not headed home yet, John. I got a couple more trailers to pick up. Tom, it'll be very nice to hear you tonight. I'll be out for just a few minutes if you're still in here. And four, is that okay?
Great to hear you, too. And John, you also, sir. Yeah, the wind's picking up. The clouds are getting dark. And we got 3 inches of rain 2 days ago, so we lucked out there. And it wasn't, you know, a lot of lightning, but it wasn't too violent. So I hope this one's no more than that. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, guys. Enjoy it. This is N0TR Clear.
Okay, mobile.